Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So there was a big shakeup in, in national cable news yesterday. So Chris Cuomo, who is one of the biggest stars on CNN, he was essentially fired. And
they're saying he's been suspended indefinitely. You're saying that means fired.
I think that means fired.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen the phrase indefinitely suspended where the person's like, I'm back.
That's true.
Here is Anderson Cooper trying to explain a little bit about what happened.
Some news now about this network. It involves Chris Cuomo, the host of Cuomo Prime Time. New documents released this week indicated that Chris was more intimately involved than previously known in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, craft a defense amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations. When Chris admitted to us that he had offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke our rules, and we acknowledged that publicly. But we also appreciated the unique position he was in and understood his need to put family first and job second. However, these documents point to a greater level of involvement in his brother's efforts than we previously knew. As a result, we have suspended Chris indefinitely pending further evaluation.
Fired. So basically what that means is that Chris Cuomo, who had a primetime show on CNN, his brother was Andrew Cuomo, who was the governor of New York. And if you remember, Andrew Cuomo got all caught up in all kinds of sexual misconduct allegations. So Chris Cuomo helped his brother not cover crimes up or anything like that, but helped him try to like
figure out who these anonymous women were.
What I do know is that he helped him craft a defense and how to handle this publicly from a PR perspective.
So that was what we were told initially.
Well, that is still true.
Right.
And that's what he told, and Chris Cuomo told CNN that's I'm doing that. And they slapped him on the wrist. They said, don't do that. That violates, we actually have ethics and you can't do that. And they slapped him on the wrist. I think they suspended him. Well, now some sort of investigation is over and papers have been made public. And now they're finding out it was way more involved. And he was basically his PR agent, for the whole thing. And CNN's like, you kind of lied to us, so we're going to fire you, which is a big deal.
Also, he was using his journalistic connections to try to find out who these women were.
What?
Who were trying to stay anonymous.
Whoa,
and Gavin and I started talking off the air. What would you do in this situation if it was your sibling?
Because that's the thing. It's when it comes, would you put your family above your career? Because that's essentially the question here. And I am somebody who would, I'm pretty sure I would always come to my brother's defense. Like, no matter what. I wouldn't cover a crime up for him, and that's not what Chris Cuomo did.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do anything like that, but I would do everything that I could to help him. You know, no matter what problem
it
was.
Even if it was breaking the rules.
Even if it was breaking my professional rules, I'm pretty sure I still would, because family's everything.
I would not. Because I'll tell you what, the second I had my first child, that became my family.
Well,
my siblings are my secondary family. They are, I have only brothers, so they're all grown up boys and they are on their own. And I definitely would not break any like ethical standards or rules, because we do have rules here about what we can and can't do. For example, like our family members can't win big prizes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would, and that is such a small one, but like I would never in a million years break that rule for any reason. I would never break any rules for any reason because it could hurt my kids.
I wouldn't break any rules for any reason, but for some reason, when it's your family, and we have weird jobs where, like, I can't think of, like, if my brother somehow got some Disneyland tickets or, you know, I don't know, like, I don't even know what it would be that would jeopardize our jobs, but, like, trying to imagine, like, my job would be jeopardized.
Well, we have like, ethical clauses in our contracts where there are things that we can't publicly do.
That's us, though.
Right.
So I don't know how that would impact our siblings or
started to, like, ride hard for one of our siblings if they were... I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's
sticky. But, like, let's say, for instance, take your brothers out of it. What about your parents? What about your mother? What if your mother was in some sort of situation? Would you do something that could jeopardize your career for your mother?
I don't think I would.
Wow!
I don't think I would. And I don't think my mom would want me to either.
Wow!
And here's the other thing, though, and this might be a male-female thing. If enough women come forward and say your brother's a dirtbag, chances are your brother's a dirtbag.
Right.
And you need to now maybe place him in a different box in your life, maybe just for a second, but you need to recognize that maybe the person you thought he was isn't the person that he actually is, and you don't ride hard and put your own career in jeopardy for a dirtbag.
I have had dirtbags in my family, and, like, I've had to do that, but you never move them out of the family column. Maybe it's an Italian thing.
No, they can be in the family column, but they don't come before my career that I've worked so hard for.
No, maybe not in a situation like that. But, I mean, I don't, the fact that Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo are Italians and they did this, it was like, there was part of me that was like, yeah, I know people that have done stuff like this. I mean, maybe it's an Italian thing. We're just close families, mega, mega close families. Here's one thing, though, that really upsets my stomach. You know who agrees with me?
Who?
Tucker Carlson from Fox News.
Oh.
Play this clip.
But Andrew Cuomo was Chris Cuomo's brother. And that's what you do with brothers, even the loathsome ones. You help them when they need it. Your most basic obligation is to the people you are related to. When they need your help, no matter who they are, even if they're the governor of a state, even if they're horrible people, you help them anyway, because it's your family. Chris Cuomo may be an idiot, and he is, but he understands that.
Okay, where does that end then?
It doesn't.
That's crazy to me.
Really?
Yes. Let's see. Are people texting anything in?
Nah.
I can't listen. My siblings are grown-ups.
Right.
They're on their own.
Wow.
If they screw up,
yeah,
I need them to get out of their own screw-ups. And I would not pull them into my screw-ups ever in a million years. If I screwed up, I would never... And shame on Andrew Cuomo, actually.
For allowing it?
For allowing that. You ride so hard for your brother. You're so close to your family. Well, you just let your brother in an effort to help you
lose a career.
He lost his career.
I see.
What kind of brother does that make you?
Well, it makes him a dirtbag, which we already knew.
Well, there you go.